Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I can be reading from my upstairs neighbor who keeps having sex in his recliner, though I think they broke it tonight. I can be reading from the woman who was clipping pot while having a vibrator egg inside of her. I can be reading from a woman who thought she was getting a relaxing night in a hot tub, ends up her husband brought a friend over. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a story or anything else, you certify the following are true. You're the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage roleplay, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names and other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So the neighbor thing is absolutely true. So last night I was sitting here, and I usually take one night a week off where I'm done with work. I'm not recording, not working on the book, and whatever else I've got going on. I take at least one day, one night, and just have it to myself, right? Upstairs, and I'm in an older building, and I could hear them walking around, which is normal, not a big deal, right? Well, then you can hear the floorboards creak, and it's the very, very unmistakable sound of sex, right? And I think they've gotten one of those, I've not been in their apartment, but I think they got one of those big wide chairs, you know? And all of a sudden, so they were going at it and then just crashed, and somebody, it sounded like across the floor. And it was so hard not to bust out laughing, and still not masturbation material, but, you know, it was quite funny. I have to admit, I needed a smile that night, and the universe provided. I hope everybody's okay upstairs. You know, they might have some bruises to show for a story maybe a week or two, but yeah, I know he's older and she's a little younger, and I guess they're getting creative. I wonder if they've been hearing me talk about him. That's kind of what I'm wondering, because I think they've been kind of getting creative with their sex. They're still not loud, but I can hear various rocking motions throughout the apartment in various places. So there we go. That's an update on the neighbors. I thought you guys might want to know. So if you're going to have sex in a chair, recliner, make sure it's sturdy enough or it doesn't topple over. So if you live in an apartment or townhome, the next people next door or below you won't hear you go across the floor. Either that or I'm your neighbor. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, I just graduated and was waiting to start my new job. It was going to be a couple weeks, so I was picking odd jobs to have some pocket money. My neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, asked me if I wanted to help him and build their deck. They were the neighbors since I was a kid. My folks were gone for the weekend, so I said, sure, why not? Pick up some quick money, and we started early Saturday morning. It was going to be one of those hot days. About noon, Mrs. Johnson came out to bring us something cool to drink. She was a BBW, and I always thought she was quite pretty and sexy. She had on a pair of tight shorts and a t-shirt, no bra. Mr. Johnson noticed. Of course, I couldn't stop looking at her, and had a huge heart on. After she went back inside, he said, "My wife is something else, isn't she?" I didn't know what to say. I knew that I had been busted, so I just kind of smiled and said yes. We continued to work until about 5 p.m., and he asked me what I was going to do for dinner. I told him probably order a pizza. He said, "Just come over after you clean up and have dinner with us, and we'll watch the game." I agreed. I went back over later. We had dinner, and me and him went to the living room to watch the game. Mrs. Johnson cleaned up and said, "I'll check on you guys at halftime." Just before the second quarter ended, she came into the living room naked. I was totally surprised. She was beautiful. Mr. Johnson looked at me and said, "We both know you want her, and she doesn't mind. Go ahead and enjoy yourself." We went into their bedroom, and while I was undressing, she got on the bed and spread her legs. I ate her pussy till she came on my face. As I was about to fuck her, I noticed Mr. Johnson watching. I didn't stop. I fucked her and came in her pussy. When we were finished, she said not to get dressed. Just go back to the living room. And I did. She followed and gave Mr. Johnson a blowjob. When she was finished with him, she gave me one. When the evening was over, Mr. Johnson asked if I was going to come back to help him finish the deck the next day. I told him definitely. Even though I'm working now full-time, I still find time to help out around their house or just to visit. Mrs. Johnson always has a treat for me. Anonymous. Well, hello, Anonymous. If you were in a situation like this, if you had noticed that the spouse was attractive and the other spouse that you're helping with or whatever you're doing with them basically invite you over for dinner, this scenario, this whole scenario, could you? Could you have your wicked way with the permission of the other right in front of you? Would you stop if you caught them watching? Would you continue on and enjoy your pleasure and theirs? I'd hope you wouldn't stop. You know, I mean, they were kind enough to share their partner, their lover, their sex goddess or god. I'm going to have to say, this is intriguing. I find this very sexy, but it could be the mood I'm in, because normally I would say no. He is younger, so I would probably say no to that. But if I was the lady in the situation and was offered a husband in this scenario here, and he was a very silver fox, I'd probably do it. Just saying. What are you guys thinking? Could you do it? Would you do it? Again, I don't know anybody to put me in this position. Well, maybe I do. But I haven't had any offers yet, and that's okay with me. But then again, tomorrow is a new day. Dear Nikki, I was 20 when my story began. I was just a little chubby but cute, just a little muffin top. I was struggling to make ends meet when I saw an ad on Craigslist for a live-in sub, details to be discussed. I was curious, so I answered. We exchanged emails and decided to meet in a public place. He was a handsome man, early 40s. During lunch, we discussed the details. I would move in, do general housework in the nude, provide him with any pleasure he wanted, no questions asked. In return, he would pay my bills and I would keep my paycheck for myself, plus the allowance he would give me. I couldn't believe it. I agreed. I moved in the following week. The first night I served us both dinner in the nude, he told me to call him sir. I did. He then told me to stop trimming my pussy. He liked it natural. I already had some hair, so it was, yes, sir. Over the next few months, he would command me to give him a blowjob, or he'd fuck my pussy or ass. Always nothing abusive or rough. I started to have feelings for him. He was actually taking care of me. Then one night, sir said he was going to have a party, and I needed to serve his guest. I thought he meant dinner. I said, yes, sir. The week came, and a few friends arrived. I was nude, served drinks and dinner. They all complimented me on my sexy body, especially my nice pussy, which by now was natural. Some of them slapped my ass, which got me a little wet. After dinner, I was cleaning the kitchen when Sir called for me. I came into the den and he said, "Now, it's time to serve the guest." They were all standing, including Sir, in the nude. He reminded me of no questions asked. I got on my knees and sucked their cocks for about an hour, it seemed, when finally finished the last one. Sir said, "Good girl. Now go to the bedroom." We all went to his bedroom, which was huge. I got on the bed and they all took turns eating my pussy. I lost count of how many times I came. I was in heaven. They took turns fucking me. Sir told them that my ass was off limits. That was his, alone. Sir had made sure I was on the pill, so everyone could come inside me. He didn't like using condoms. When they were finished, I was exhausted and my pussy was full of cum, and they all took turns rubbing some of my pussy hair to make sure I was nice and sticky. They all thanked Sir and left. Sir came back into the bedroom and asked me if I enjoyed the party. To be honest, I did. I told him yes. After that, Sir would have a party about every other month. I started looking forward to them. We started growing close and eventually got married. I know, big age difference between us, but it didn't matter. I've got a really great job now, still walking around the house nude, and our sex life is on fire. My sir still has parties, and I still serve the guest. I put on a few pounds, but I still get my ass slapped. They love my bush, and I still enjoy being his sub. Claire. Well, hello, Claire. I like this, though I wouldn't put myself in this situation because, you know, stranger danger and answering ads and all of that. So I don't think I could, to be honest. But it is hot that you took that chance. So I do see now what I would be missing. But again, I only like being one person's, you know, toy. Good girl. It does nothing for me. And I get it. I could see it playing off of him. Like you're into him and his arousal and doing it for him and doing for his. It gets you off as well. So I do understand that. But I've never been one to be a service to other people in a party. But I do understand it, and I do when I have heard the few ladies that I have talked to over the years, because ladies just don't call, or when I was around, they don't call me, I should say, to hear them express themselves in that way. And even in the places I go and the people I meet, to hear them express themselves and be used and to have that pleasure, to reach that sexual height and tension is very hot to have explained to me, and to watch them, to see them reliving it through their eyes and how their eyes just sparkle, men or women here, ladies and gentlemen, is something that I find pride in, that is very, that makes me hard, or not hard, but it makes me wet, hearing their sexual pleasure, living through their story. And that's why I like to try to bring all kinds of stories to you. I know you're not hearing it first from them, but to hear their experience, to know that we all have desires, even if it's something that we only desire once. And I told you a story a couple weeks ago about something I desired, and I, you know, the next day I was like, there's no way I want that in the light of day. So again, it was just in the lust haze that I was in that I was desiring it. So let me ask you this. If you saw an ad for a particular thing and you needed the money and it was on the up and up and you did all the digging and what you need to do to make sure it was a safe thing, would you do it? Would you find a way to make it work? And would you enjoy it? I guess that's something you would have to ask yourself while you're there in the moment. But a sexual desire you have Could you explore it if you wanted to? Could you live in a place for money, exploring that one thing that you're curious about? That's what I really want to know. Dear Nikki, so I was in my early 20s and curious about being with a man. I'd experimented with objects and fingers in my ass, but I also wanted to try the real thing. I was a very nervous, shy guy, so it wasn't hard to find the right guy eventually. I did, through my God, it was worth it. He was a hunk of a man in his early 50s with a nice, thick, 8-inch cock. We chatted back and forth for a while to get acquainted and make things more comfortable. We hung out for the first time and just gave him head. The second time, I gave him head and went to the bedroom with him to make things further. I was eager to take his cock. Unfortunately, it was too big, and I wasn't able to. I guess a third time's a charm, because it was the best. It was the rainy night, and I had a few drinks before messaging him that I wanted to hang out. I pull up to his house, nervously knowing this would be the night he takes my cherry. I message him that I'm here. He says, come to my door. I walk up, and he opens the door for me and let me in without realizing I was nervous. He invites me to the kitchen to have a drink. We chat in the kitchen for a while, taking a few shots. And once he sees that I'm comfortable, he tells me, let's go to the bedroom. I follow him in there, and once in there, he tells me to strip and pulls down his shorts and boxers, exposing his thick, flaccid cock, and tells me, suck it, my cock boy. I don't hesitate. I drop to my knees and start licking up and down his cock until I feel it starting to get my hard. That's when I begin sucking on the tip and filling it in my mouth. Once he's fully hard, he grabs the back of my head and begins fucking my throat, having me gag repeatedly once he is done with that position, and he wanted to move the head of the bed with me on a butt plug to put in, and then me lie down and hang my head off the edge of the bed, where he began skull-fucking me, like you see in pornos. It was extreme. He had me choking and gagging on his cock so bad my face was covered in slobber, and a few times I had to push him away because I was getting lightheaded after he grabbed my arms and pinned me down and began to brutally fucking my throat until he gave me his first load. He was so deep, I didn't even taste it or feel it go down my throat. After that, he pulled out and told me to get on all fours. So I did what I was told. Face down and ass up, he slowly pulled the plug from my ass, teasing me, and then began fingering me slowly with one, then two. I felt so full, I couldn't imagine how it was going to be stuffed with this cock inside me. He began eating my ass, getting me so hot and turned on, one of the best feelings I've ever felt in my life, which made me beg for his cock. He climbed on the bed and got behind me, lubed up his fat cock, and began teasing my tight hole. Just rubbing his tip up and down and around my hole, and then I felt the biggest thing I've ever had in my ass. The tip was barely in, and I was already begging him to stop, but there was no way that was going to happen. He just shushed me and told me to relax and breathe. We agreed on a safe word prior to this, so if I opposed, he was supposed to keep going unless he heard the safe word. He slowly inched his cock in me for what felt like 10 minutes. They began fucking me slowly, just moving an inch at a time until I was comfortable enough to take it, and he continued to fuck me roughly for what felt like hours, with my legs spread, with me flat on my stomach, legs as far as they could spread. It was amazing. He told me later that he had come 3 times in my ass. I can't wait until he gets to do it again. Jeremy. Well, hello, Jeremy. I know that I have stretched myself before just experiencing the vibrator, you know, and with the butt plug in, and it is one of the most intense orgasms you can have, you know, or that I've had anyway, I should say, with toys. I've never had anal. Played, but I've never had anal. So that's the closest I've come to having anal. And as you were describing his cock and how big it was, I started thinking about my, well, I have two favorite butt plugs. One is pink and it's a flower and it's crystal. It's kind of, well, not crystal, it's see-through. And then I have the metal ones that has a purple, like jewel on the back of it. So I have two favorite ones. But I'm going to tell you, I cringe just reading. I was like, oh my God, that's just, nope, I'm out. I don't care how much lube you use. Nope, I'm tapping out now. So you must have wanted it really bad. But I have to tell you, if I was really, 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 really into a guy and he wanted to experience it, then absolutely I'd prepare lube and stretch myself. Just throwing that out there. Just saying. If you saw an ad and if you wanted to experience, and not just this, just anything, would you be brave enough to reach out to the stranger to have a chance at something, something that you may never get, just to taste it, just to try it, to see if you had the bravery to step across that line, come to the dark side, we have cookies, you know, just a thought. I know for me, I couldn't do the ad. I don't think I could do the ad anyway. I'd have to be in the right situation. And we all know I live in my head a little too much, so possibly. But I think I would, I'm one of those, once I decide to do it, I do it. Just, I rip the Band-Aid off and just go through with it. So I'm surprised and very happy that you continually went back to do it again when it wouldn't work. Because I don't know if I would have followed through. But then again, I think I would eventually. It may take, I wouldn't be as eager to follow through as you were, but I definitely would. What about you guys? Not this situation, unless it's your thing. Would you follow through if it didn't work out, but to see if you wanted that third time's the charm? I think for me, now that I keep saying it, maybe I would see it for the third time. And if after the third time, I would be like, okay, this obviously isn't working. You're too big. Nice knowing you. Maybe we can hook up some other time doing something else. What are you guys thinking? I really want to know. Dear Nikki, the night I got fucked in front of my husband. Wow. My husband and I have been married for over 20 years. Our sex life has been good. No complaints here. One night after dinner, we're having a few glasses of wine and started talking about fantasies, and my husband mentioned that he wanted to watch me get fucked by another man. I was shocked at first, but then I started to get a little excited. He didn't mention any details, but the thought was excited. I found a swinger site and started reading profiles and found a few that looked good. I was instant messaged by a single man. I chatted with him for a few minutes and added him as a friend. I mentioned it to my husband and he agreed that we should meet for a drink and see where it goes. We met and all was good after a few drinks and we decided to go back to our place and have some fun. Once we arrived home, the guys had more beers and I went to the bedroom to change into something sexy. I was so nervous. I walked into the kitchen wearing a sexy outfit. My husband looked at me and told me to properly greet our guest. I was puzzled at first, but said to myself, what the hell? I went over to him and kissed him really good and slow, moved my tongue into his mouth, tasting his beer. We moved to the bedroom where I knew it was going to happen. I was just worried I would piss my husband off. But at this point, I was going with the flow of it. We kissed a lot. He started removing my clothes and then pulled down my bra and sucked on my nipples, kissed his way down to my pussy. He licked and ate me good. His tongue moved from my pussy into my ass. Oh my God, it was good. He then stood up to remove his clothes and got on my knees and pulled off his boxers, exposing his hard cock. I put it in my mouth and sucked it, licked the shaft and licked his balls. He laid on the bed and continued to suck hard on his cock. I didn't even realize where my husband was. I sucked his cock and moved down to lick his balls and even licked and tongued his ass, my first time with that. I was then ready to feel him inside me. I was wondering if my husband would only watch or join, but I didn't care either way. I was on my back and waiting to feel him. He got on top of me and positioned his cock to my wet, waiting pussy, and he slid it in. I closed my eyes and let him take me. He put his cock inside of me, and I'm on my back, and he's fucking me really good. I put my feet on his chest, and he looks at my feet and starts sucking my toes. I always have them painted red. He sucked my toes and licked the bottom of my feet while fucking me. He then moved me over and fucked me doggy, my favorite. He then slapped my ass a few times and put his thumb in my ass. I thought my husband would have joined in by now, but he just watched and enjoyed the show. He pulled out of me and laid me on the bed. I got on top of him and started to ride him, and I did that for a few minutes and turned around facing the other way, reverse cowgirl. While fucking him, he slid a finger in my ass. Oh my God, another first. I noticed my husband jacking off, watching, and I got him off and started to suck him off, tasting myself on him. My husband then started fucking me from behind. Now I have a cock in my mouth and one in my pussy. I could feel him getting close, so I sucked him fast and hard, and then he came in my mouth, and my husband came inside me. We then all got dressed, and he left. We talk about this a whole lot. Question here. If you were to have this scenario with your partner, your lover, your husband, your wife, and it's them that requested it, okay? Would you want them to join in the first time? I think eventually, I think I would. I think I would naturally just want, and I would want his cock near me, in me, on me. I would want him to be right there. I find it extremely hot that he was masturbating to it. I wouldn't want him just to watch. I'd want him to get off on the moment that I was creating for him. And of course, for my pleasure as well. But I think eventually I would like him to come in, you know, come in me, claim me, or just join in, you know, even afterward or during, or maybe after I made him, the other guy come, you know, him pull me off the guy and then just use me however he wants to use me. Here I'm playing a scenario out in my head. And oh, how so lovely it is. But here's the thing. As always, you know, could you go through with it? You know my question. But would you want them to join in? I kind of like the scenario both ways, so I could see it both ways. I think if they joined in on this first time, I wouldn't want them to join in the second time and vice versa. That would be me. But I know I'd have that desire. I know I would be so amped up. I'd want them there. I would want to taste them, feel them, and know just that I know that's how keyed up I would be. What about you? Would you be so keyed up that you would want them to join in? Or would you just want them to watch, enjoy, and play? I really want to know. Dear Nikki, this happened about a year ago. Jay and I went to our little unofficial nude beach. It's never too crowded, but always has a few usual few nude men and rarely a few women or groups. It's also a nice scenic location, and you have tourists and the general public who don't know it's an unofficial nude beach come by. We don't go down from the beach too often, rather just sit to the left of the beach in some large flat rocks. We can see the beach and sit on it, and they can see us too. Jay usually doesn't get a fully naked, but I usually do. This particular occasion was no different. There were a few nude men on the beach roaming around. I lay on my stomach and Jay starts massaging some lotion on my back, focusing on my glutes. I work out and squat a few times a week, so I have a pretty big butt. I also absolutely love massages, especially enjoy my ass massage, as it's always, and I mean always, gets me wet. After a few minutes of massaging, I took out my phone and started reading some of the exhibitionist stories that he'd sent over for the week, which I hadn't got to. Being a huge exhibitionist myself, I love reading stories of other exhibitionist women and some tamer than what I get, mildest, more daring. I imagine myself in their shoes and always get worked up. I enjoyed Jay's hands on my body and smiled to myself as he moved back to my thighs. I spread my legs, hoping he would slowly creep up to my pussy, knowing that the slow tease makes me super wet. I started getting more and more aroused the more I read. especially in the sun beating down on my naked body, hearing the waves against the shore, feeling the wind gently caress my, by then, wet pussy. I just love being naked in public, especially knowing that someone who is just sightseeing or trying to find a fishing spot, it happened before, would walk by. Soon Jay's fingers made their way up to my labia, and I moaned as his strong hands moved from behind my knees and up to my thighs, moving my inner thighs and inching their way to my pussy. With each long stroke, he would gently caress the outside of my pussy lips, making me wet with anticipation. He eventually gave up all pretenses of massaging me and moved to sit next to me and started caressing the outside of my pussy lips. I wanted more, but I was also enjoying the slow build, and the story I was reading was turning me on. He applied pressure to my now lips, and my clit was sending shocks through my body. I moaned, and he continued to tease me, indirectly touching my clit. I spread my legs further so he had to complete access to my pussy. He got the hint and slowly started applying direct pressure to my clit. His fingers circled my clit, coating it with my juices. His movements were slow but precise, and I found it increasingly harder to concentrate on what I was reading. I continued reading and could feel my orgasm slowly building. I couldn't help but grind my hips, trying to push my clit against his finger to come faster, but he was in control. He was determined to make this slow so the orgasm would be more intense. While Jay's right hand was massaging my clit, his now left was caressing my inner thigh and ass. I love feeling used, like whoever is touching me and is groping me and enjoying touching my body. I could feel my orgasm building, and I stopped reading, closed my eyes, and concentrated on the pleasure of his fingers were giving me. I started imagining someone was jerking off watching as Jay and I played with my clit. Within moments, I came hard. I moaned out loud and continued doing so until my orgasm subsided about some 20 seconds later. Don't turn around, but a guy sitting to your right, he'd watched the whole thing. I didn't want to tell you, Jay said. Do you think he knew what was happening? I asked, embarrassed. He must have. You were really loud when you came. After a few minutes, I flipped over but made sure to look to my left, and sure enough, the guy was in his 20s was sitting about 10 meters away. His cock was semi-erect. I made sure to turn slowly so he could get a good view of my perky tits and hard nipples hanging as I turned to lie on my back. With that little extra exposure, my fun for the day came to an end. Gemma. Well, hello, Gemma. How are you doing tonight?
I am good. I love seeing people that are naturally comfortable naked. And I don't mean, it seems like there's two categories when I experience naturalist, I should say. People that are looking for attention, that want the attention of, wow, you're hot, you're great looking, those type, which is not wrong. And then there's the type that just, you can tell they're naturally intuned and very just in their body and really grounded to the environment. And then, you know, it's, they like being nude and they like sex, but they also just, that's who they are. They feel at one, kind of like I do in the water. I love the presence of water. I'm a water baby. It just grounds me. It just, there's just something very sexy about water to me. Even when I take a shower or a bath or in a pool or a lake or an ocean, there's just something extremely sexy. Makes me, that's how I can relate to somebody that feels naturally sexy nude, but in a calming manner. You know, I'm not looking for kudos or attention or a flock of seagulls to come clapping for me. That's a band, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, of the younger ages. Anywho, could you and would you let your partner get you off in public? And I'm like her. I would have been caught up in the moment and I would have came extremely loud and probably more louder than just one person hearing me. And I think after I came down after my 20 to 30 second orgasm, I may have been embarrassed. Not may, I would have been. And I don't know if I would look. So I got to give you a little credit here that you did give them a little tease. I think I would do that. But I think I would do it in a way where, you know, maybe I was shielding my eyes from the sun or making something up where I didn't want to have the idea for me. It's hotter to not know who was looking than to know for me. I think it would not burst my bubble or anything like that, but I think it would be hotter to not know, his face. And then when I go home and masturbate, it could be anybody. What are we thinking? I really want to know. I think this is a perfect time today to end. See, I'm not even drinking right now. And yeah, that all messed up. Don't forget, if you're looking for your confession or story or something sexy to be in my new book, remember, all places' names are changed to protect everybody. You know, no identifiable information will be released. Never has, never will be. That stays between Darcy and I, who, even if you change it, we only know who you say you are. So there you go. If you're interested, don't forget to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the confessions tab. And in closing, hello, lover. The next time you fly out, I'm curious, do you think you'll catch someone going and having a quickie at the Mile High Club? I've never been in one. Well, maybe I should think about joining it. Know anybody who wants to welcome me? I really want to know. And until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.